Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. Welcome in. So I just mentioned a while ago these figures from the Bucks County Courier Times about mail-in. Now, again, it is the primary, where not much is going on except maybe the attorney general race. You think Jack Stolzheimer is bad? You're a Democrat. This Jared Solomon guy doesn't have the wisdom of Solomon. And this yo-yo's around touting his record 100% with Planned Parenthood. And he touts that in the ads. What does that mean, that he's voted 100% of the time with them? You know what it means. Extremists beyond belief. It's him and Jack Stolzheimer on the Democrat side. Wow, that's how far we've gone. All right. Guy Shiraki is our in-house guy of all things suburbs, but also mail-in balloting along with Scott Presler. And these figures, I realize it's a primary. It's hard to see that much progress here. They have 15% of the Democrat vote in the primary have been approved for a mail-in ballot. Only 6% of Republican voters. All right, let's go to Guy Shiraki here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Guy, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. I should point out to you, I am the suburbs guy, but I was back in home turf Friday for my grade school reunion at none other than the Mummers Museum.
I didn't know you were a two-street guy.
Well, I was a St. Monica's guy. If anybody vouched for you, you were allowed over to 2 Street. You could cross the road occasionally.
I didn't know that. I thought, that was the local. But St. Monica's, Dan, that was the rich parish. They had their own bowling alley.
Oh, the rich parish, the hoity-toity one.
Their own bowling alley.
Okay,
I got you. Bowling alley.
They still do. I met somebody a week ago at an event in Camp Hill, and I said I was from St. Monica's. And without hesitation, she said, the place with the bowling alley.
Dan wants to know, what are they called, the Holy Rollers? That joke is so bad, I had to attribute it to him.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. St. Monica's had more money in South Philly at that point in time, Guy, when we played them and always thumped them. But they had half-moon backboards. What? That's a sign of just...
Wait, you can't have half-moon backboards in an official kind of matchup?
Right. I mean, I'm surprised King of Peace even deigned to play there at St. Monica's. Half-moon backboards.
All the money went into the bowling alley.
Yeah.
While you're there in South Philly on Friday, did you stop and do anything wrestling, Guy? I know you're a huge fan.
It's a story for another day. I did not, because I was so excited to see so many folks I haven't seen in ages. But back in the day, many, many events at the Spectrum, Haystacks Calhoun, Hulkamania.
Of course.
Yeah. Chief J. Strongbow, although I apologize, you'll probably lose your license because I said Chief J. Strongbow.
Oh, that's a problem. That. Even though I believe the chief was from South Philly, not from Oklahoma. That's what the word was. But the guy, these figures now, they have 15% of the state's Democrats are using mail-in ballot or at least got a mail-in ballot. And Republicans are still stuck at 6%. Now, it's a primary. It's not the main event. And there's more time. Does that seem like it doesn't seem like much of an uptick there.
It is an uptick compared to last time. But, you know, the main event is, you know, to borrow a phrase, the main event is November. And the process has begun. And I will tell you that the effort has. The statewide effort that we've talked about has begun. I've now gotten my third piece of mail. So it is happening. There are voters that are targeted and they're broken down various and sundry ways by smart people doing their analytics. So the hope is to see incremental change for the primary, but also to learn what mail pieces or what messages work, because again, this is building the airplane while we fly. So there's two things happening. One is we're trying to get more people to do it. We're talking about it on shows like yours. But the other is to see which text messages or mail messages work so we can double down for the fall. The other part is the RNC is on board talking about it. Lara Trump is supportive. So, look, there's incremental movement. It's better than last year in terms of percentage of participation. But the main event is the fall. Remember, use the benchmark. In 2020, they outproduced us 5-1. If we get it down to about 3-1, we win. So we feel still very optimistic that that's attainable.
All right. Well, this isn't bad then. This is 2.5-1 here.
That's right. If we maintain that, you know, no need to count the votes elsewhere. Dave McCormick goes to the Senate. The Senate is in Republican control. Chuck Schumer is no longer majority leader. And again, as you've discussed on your show, I don't know where Joe Biden goes to get an electoral majority without Pennsylvania, because I think they're going to lose Michigan, too. I think they're going to be in a deep hole if they lose Pennsylvania that they can't climb out of.
Without a doubt. Now, Guy, you spoke at this the leadership conference, the annual Pennsylvania CPAC, if you will, even though at times I think it's even more conservative. I mean, I moderated a debate where I had to throw two people out at least, one of them on a debate stage. So it gets to be a little bit difficult. Would you say at a place like that, they're okay with mail-in balloting, or is that still a work in progress?
No, not only are they okay with it, one of the many information booths was about mail-in voting. There was an entire session dedicated to it, and Republicans running for Attorney General and the United States Senate and Scott Perry. So Scott Perry, Dave McCormick, Dave Sunday, Craig Williams, all talked about it and they had a panel specifically dedicated to it and an information table about it. I think it's beginning to break through. I think people understand, you know, whether you want to use as, you know, I said, it, you know, the Democrats are doing a tush push. It's time to stop complaining about the rules and learn how to do it. You know, I've also said, look, it's like a hockey game or a soccer match. You know, are we going to keep pulling our goalie and letting them fire on net or not?
Well,
so I think the message
guy,
is getting through.
It's the three-point shot. You know, some guys in the I don't like that.
We're
going
to strike all references
points.
To soccer from the
yeah, no yeah. Soccer reference. Three-point shot reference, and tush push is a good one. Yeah. But
hey, it's a big tent. You've got to put your differences aside and welcome the soccer people to our team if they want to join.
I think they're spies, but okay. Now, Guy, the suburban checklist, one of the things it has to begin with, of course, the thing that animates is abortion. I, of course, like what Trump did yesterday. You know, there's a wiggle room. There's all kinds of stuff there. They don't know. Democrats, I can tell, realize for him, anyhow, he tamped down this issue a bit. It's not going to be smoking hot if he can stick with what he said. Even Kellyanne Conway, strangely, though, wanted a 15-week national abortion ban. That really surprises me. So, Guy, in the suburbs, does this help what Trump did yesterday?
Oh, I think it will help. Look, it'll help for a few reasons. One, because the more he talks about it in his own words, the harder it is for the opponents to twist it. I mean, he gave his remarks less than 24 hours ago. And since then, it's been twisted into everything of, Trump claims victory for overturning Roe, to Trump won't rule out this and Trump won't rule out that. I think that's one of the ways we know that it's effective is how angry Mika and Joe get. And they got pretty angry about it. So I think it was effective. Plus, look, the more a candidate, particularly someone with his reach and his impact and his, standing, the more a candidate repeats what he or she believes, the harder it is for your opponents to twist it and bastardize it. And what I liked is that he was clear about it. It was a unifying. It was not what can unify the most passionate believers, but rather what can recruit the most people to our team. If that's the approach we take to many issues, that's how we grow and get to the majority. So I thought it was one of his finer moments of clarity on a controversial issue, and I think it was reasonable. And again, it should see. I want to get away from the debate over 6 weeks, 15 weeks, 12 weeks, and let's go to the end. Let's go to the end. There are Democrats, including every single member of the Philadelphia and suburban delegation, who not once, not twice, not three, but four times, our members of the House have voted that a baby who survives an abortion is not entitled to medical attention to be kept alive. That's where their position. So before people of goodwill, before pro-lifers, before conservatives, before we get tied up in 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 60, let's stop. Say, wait a second. Every Democratic member of Congress from the Philadelphia region thinks that a baby that survives an abortion is not entitled to medical attention to be kept alive. That's nuts. That's crazy. Let's highlight where they're nuts and crazy, where even people at a Wawa in Malvern would say, oh, my goodness, that's horrible.
That's a great point. Start there. That's the Newt Gingrich approach. Absolutely. No. We're not. You're not going to just hit me with all these weeks and all this stuff. I'm just kind of surprised that Kellyanne Conway, if that's true, and I believe it's true. You know, I think she crafted a lot of this. Lindsey Graham is a problem, but we'll solve that later. Guy, you put up some kind of checklist or you're writing about this for Republicans in the suburbs. What are some of the other things?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have a column that will be featured by the end of the week in Real Clear, Pennsylvania. It was an outgrowth of a conversation I had at my reunion. I walked into my reunion and saw a friend of mine, Sal, who I hadn't seen in 30 years. And without saying hello, he looked at me and said, Guy, can you guys focus on winning, please? We can't take four more years. So I dedicated this column to Sal. This is the things we need to do to win, to make Sal happy. Look, step one is mail-in voting, and we've talked about it. Step two is unity. We have to welcome the soccer players. Look, on the unity thing, it's really important. It's really important because I understand, and you've talked about it on your show, and you've had guests for years now, Doc, the anger towards the left among some of the newer Republicans is only matched by their anger towards the Washington Republicans, towards whether it's McConnell or McCarthy or whoever. I understand. But 2024 is not the year to take out vengeance on any other Republican. 2024 is not the year to unify. So step one is mailing. Step two is to unify. Step three is learn from the other side. I wrote a column previously about what the other side's doing. Now I'm saying, let's go do it. I'm going to say some heresy here, but bear with me. Drop boxes, do them, especially in rural Pennsylvania. They're not going away in the suburbs. So the Republican commissioners, Gene, Tom, Eric, the job they have is to go to the meeting and say, you want drop boxes? Fine. Then I want them in rural areas. I want them at gun clubs. I want them in Amish farms. You want 12 drop boxes? Great. Let's have 15. Let's have 16. The other thing is for your listeners to understand, Pennsylvania has 67 counties, 67 different counties. Republicans run 54 of them. Republicans run the courthouse and everything. Think of Philadelphia, but on the Republican side of 54 other places. They should put drop boxes. Put them where they should go. They should open satellite offices. Put them at the libraries. Put them at gun clubs. Put them on Amish farms. Do it. your buddy and mine out in Montgomery County is going to drive to people's homes and fix their ballots. If he really does that, if Montgomery County really does it, then every one of the 54 Republican counties should say, hold my beer. We're going to every house, and we're going to go fix the ballots. I am done sitting on the sidelines.
Right, guy, if he says
I'm winning issues.
If he gives you an ice cream cone that we've joked about, I'm giving you an ice cream sundae.
Hey, we'll give away pierogies in northeastern Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Look, we cannot. We are winning the battle of ideas. We're winning the battle of ideas. The American public is concerned about the border, about crime, about the cost of gas, about tension around the world, about crime in their own neighborhood, about parents being shut out of schools. We're winning the battle of ideas. We're losing because they're better at the game. So it's take off the glove time. Anything they do, we should do. We run 54 counties, do it. And in the suburbs, we have Republican commissioners. Let's do what we need to do to compete. Let's follow the rules, be as transparent as possible, but let's go do it. Let's not lose this race because they were better at getting more of their voters to the polls than us.
Rudy, that's it. So Friday, we'll look forward to seeing this where again, Guy?
Real Clear, Pennsylvania.
All right, Guy, thank you. Thanks to Sal for spurring that on, too.
Amen, Sal, and shout out to St. Monica's, and don't worry, someday we'll catch up to the guys
I got a comment here, guys, from Mike Gibson. He runs a six-man project, which is a great project, giving basketballs to needy children. Says, yes. Our Lady of Consolation gym at one point had steps that were inbounds and baskets were against the wall, so those half-moon backboards were nothing. Do either of you remember that?
Well, their recreation center, which had a cinders baseball field. Cinders, Dan, you think of coal cinders. They had the wall was in play. You could throw it against the wall at both ends.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And there are parishes, and I'm sure you may have played in them, Dom. There are parishes that the gym is the cafeteria.
Yes.
So you had to play, and the ball would bounce off the metal screen that would come down where you would pick up your, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Look, if you can play CYO ball, you're ready for the NBA. You don't even need the G League. You go right to the NBA if you survive CYO.
Absolutely. Guy, thank you. Thanks so much, as always.
All right.
Take care. But, Dan, when I had DJ playing at his private school, barnstorming, I had to set up games. I booked 30 games one year.
Yeah.
There's one parish in the suburbs.
Were you coaching?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
They had a basket on the stage a mobile basket.
Like the auditorium stage, right?
Yes, but it was on the stage, and you were down below, and you had to shoot up at the basket. All the things I've seen in my life, never had to play against that. Yeah. Bavaria Recreation Center, Dan. Imagine playing hardball and softball on cinders.
Oy.
Yeah. Hey, after you do that, he's right. Yeah, Want to come here and play? They're the cinders.
Like a diving catch?
Yeah. 855-839-1210. All right, you get on board. Guy fired up today. He's right. So he thinks that figure is a bit better, and it might be enough. I know there's still dissenting voices out there on the mail-in ballot, but I think it's changing. Coming up, Dan found this yesterday, or somebody sent it to him, I forget which. An item in the budget of Josh Shapiro last week, the political budget, that is very strange. We have to get to the bottom of why this money was spent. I even brought Roe in on this to ask, what the hell is this? We'll tell you. And your calls. By the way, the Senate cafeteria is shut down by the Gaza protesters.
Oh, no.
You know what? They're mad. They get all those free meals there, those guys.
I wonder what the Senate cafeteria features. Like, what kind of food?
I've been there.
Yeah? Do they have brands, or is it just, standard cafeteria food?
No, it's not bad. And there
really?
Was a lot of different things, yeah. And guess who it was? It was Rand Paul's office, I believe we went over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think Matt DeSantis was with me. And another producer,
ooh.
Bill. It might have been Bill and Matt. I'm pretty sure we got a tour from the Rand Paul guy. By the way, Rand Paul will be helping in the cafeteria over at Zlock Performing Arts Center. Don't forget this Thursday. He's on Fox today talking about this new information. 15 government agencies in the cover-up of where COVID came from early on. His book exposes it all. the more I go back and reread, the more this just pops. But we'll ask him about everything that you can imagine. To get your tickets, it's easy. Just go to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com.
It's Taco Tuesday, Dom.
Oh, that's right.
It's no, it's Carne Diablo, smoked coriander chickens on the menu.
Oh.
Yeah, scented bean. Ooh, scented bean soup.
These,
what's that supposed
these
to be?
Guys are protesters. They don't care.
No.
They're going to get their way. They're petulant children, and they just think if they scream enough, they get locked up. It doesn't matter. They're out in 5 minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dom Giordano show. So that I don't forget, this expenditure for Josh Shapiro's finance committee, the finance find of the day, says Stephen Caruso on Twitter, Dan. Governor Josh Shapiro's campaign account spent $1,100 on Spanx last year.
Why?
No additional description of the expenditure is given. Now, everybody out there, women might know what that is. I didn't know what it is. What is Spanx?
Yeah, Spanx are the shorts that like cheerleaders wear under their you know, skirts. Or I don't know, they're kind of like biker shorts. A little bit.
They're underwear of a
They're definitely underwear. It's, you know, like a short style of a underwear that are worn by athletes a lot of times. But why the heck is Josh Shapiro spending that much money on Spanx?
Well, he wanted to spend, what was it, 10 grand on his doghouse, the dog door
coming
in.
What's the usage of Spanx?
Yeah, well, we want to know. Philadelphia Inquirer got 1,000 people over there. Get on that. Ask Josh Shapiro.
Does Josh Shapiro have a cheerleading brigade that follows him around from event to event?
That spells out abortion.
J-O-S-H-A-O-P or...
No, abortion.
Oh, I like
abortion.
That.
Abortion.
Give me an A.
Give me an A.
B.
That seems pretty chintzy, though. I don't know how many cheerleaders would be involved for $1,100.
$1,100 on Spanx.
On Spanx.
Pair of Spanx cost.
Probably $20.
You think so?
Yeah.
I see Spanx for $15 over here on a...
Oh, man, that's a pretty big cheerleading squad.
Yeah, so what? How much is it? $1,100?
$1,100.
Divided by 15, that would be about a... 73 cheerleaders on the Josh Shapiro cheerleading troop.
All right.
That's a big troop.
Be looking for that. And also, since the spoiled brat mob, the Gaza mob, shut down the Senate cafeteria, which is the Everett Dirksen Cafe, Dan printed out some of the dishes that are there. The curry cauliflower bisque appears to be one of
that
the soups of the
delicious.
Day.
Do you like curry?
No, not really.
Not
I think
Indian
it's overrated. Yeah. I don't see the soups are pretty. Oh, New England clam chowder.
Ooh.
Hate that. Manhattan clam chowder.
Are you kidding me? You're a Manhattan guy?
Oh, of course. Oh, that.
No, just
that
eat Maryland crab
stuff.
Soup. It's a better version of a red, you know, seafood soup. It's, it's definitely New England all the way.
So they have, they call it global.
Chicken tortilla on Friday.
Yeah, a global Chef Tom sirloin ciabatta sandwich.
Ciabatta
sandwich. There is
where's
it's under a Thursday special.
Oh, okay.
Highlights. The highlights.
Gotcha.
So I wonder if the senators were...
Carlito's chicken, roasted top round.
Yeah. Chicken fricassee.
Fricassee? How do you pronounce that one?
Thai coconut chicken. Soy glazed tofu.
Oh, they got bok choy and shiitake on Thursday.
Yeah, I will have to, Dan, bring this with me on Thursday and ask Rand Paul how the food is there.
Maybe they're just protesting Taco Tuesday. It's just overdone at this point, so they're just, you know, angry. Or they don't want tacos today.
There's no Gazan food. I'm sure they were saying you don't eat until people in Gazan do. They better not do it to the House. Those Democrats over there, like Madeline Dean, they're not going to put up with that. Okay. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You heard Guy Shiraki. That's good stuff. Exactly what Republicans should be doing. Let me throw one more thing in here. It's only in the Wall Street Journal, but I started to see it all over the place. This woman is the author of Parenting in the Here and Now. And she has a great point in today's Wall Street Journal. Too many choices rattle young children. A four-year-old isn't ready for autonomy. We grow into it. My friend asked her three-year-old son, pepperoni or plain, milk or water, would you like a straw? The child burst into tears. I don't want pizza. I want juice. My friend lost her patience. Stop whining. Just eat your lunch. What parent hasn't been there? And she goes on to say, Dan, that we're giving kids too many choices. It's over-choice. And a child flourishes when there's not as many choices to be made with all this stuff.
Hmm.
I kind of agree with that. And I see a lot of people, this article's all over the place now. Small children make choices all the time to reach for a hug or turn away, to run to the slide instead of the swings. But when a young child is invited to make a choice, he's put under the spotlight of the parent's expectation what his choice will be. A little stress can make us grow. Too much causes anxiety.
If you replace parent with government there, it sounds like we're conditioning children to be communists.
A child who's constantly asked what he wants learns that wanting is important, and what he wants is paramount, a sure way to invite power struggles.
Eat this porridge and like it, kid.
Well, it doesn't have to be that extreme. But that's a lot of questions to the kid there. And, you know, do you want a straw, not a straw and all? You know, it just by the time you get to the end of it, you're like, yeah, hey, kid, this is what you're having today. It's Taco Tuesday.
Well, that's why you give your kid a false sense of choice and you give him two things you know he's not going to want and one thing you know he will eat. So you give the chicken tenders, broccoli and asparagus.
Okay.
You know they're going to choose the chicken tenders, right?
Ah, I see the Borowski method of parenting.
Yeah,
I wonder, parents out there, if you notice that, though, too many choices. It's all over the place. Too many choices rattle young children. All right, let's go to...
let's expand this to gender.
Yeah. I was going to go there at some point. That's right. We got another gender update, too. Let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
I'm great. I mean, I love hearing somebody like Guy Shiraki just be fired up. And I just wish we could all be fired up and actually move towards something. Like, I don't know how to convert our enthusiasm to getting it actually done.
Well, I think we talk up something like mail-in voting. If you know there's somebody reluctant to vote, they don't know if they're going to show up that day, you know them better and all that, just tell them bank your vote. So he seems to indicate, Gary, it's 2-1 or 2.5-1 there. That's within the margin of error. If the mail-in ballot is like that in Pennsylvania, we're going to win Pennsylvania. That's what it means.
I tried to use Scott Pressler's app, and maybe it's just the old man in me, but it does a lot by showing his daily activity. But there's no app that I thought I could use to canvass my neighborhood and go after the.
Okay.
There's 300 folks in our neighborhood. I don't know. Is there some other resource other than him that you know that we can find out and do the knocking? Because I'll knock. I just don't. I don't want to knock on somebody's door that doesn't want to see me.
Not that I know of. We'll have him back soon, so, you know, there's time.
Okay, good.
I don't think the Republicans are kind of doing it on their own. They don't seem to get people involved in the way that he does, but we'll keep our eye out. So what's the sign of the apocalypse, Gary?
My sign of the apocalypse is that you announce a speaker series with Joe of Exton when he finally comes out and offers his, not one book, the 10 books that we don't know about.
I'm in life for the fun of it. Who loves you, baby?
Thank you, Gary. All right. So, sign of the apocalypse, a fun sign of the apocalypse. The big story today is that Biden pushing more of a $146 billion student loan bailout program. And I told you, we started the show off by talking about the vice president coming to Philadelphia. And their star was a woman who is a child social care worker with $300,000 in loans that they say they forgave. She can get a house now. And we still haven't figured out how would she get $300,000 in loans. It's got to be a lot of stops and starts and going to different schools and just idiocy to end up with that. $300,000 in student loan debt.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Maybe the out-of-touch bubble line of the day. Dan, you'll find it on Breitbart, the sound of it. AOC on Colbert last night. We had one cut of her doubling down on the Russian propaganda. I mean, I thought the show was supposed to be entertainment. But AOC last night with Colbert said, think about it. I don't know if she called him Stephen. You can call the great man that.
Steve.
That with the student loan debt forgiveness that Biden was doing yesterday and today with Harris, I've told you about it here in Philadelphia, now these people will be able to travel abroad. Travel abroad. Now think about that, Dan. People listening right now paying for this, that's what she's pitching. Now, not that I don't think travel's great whenever you can do it, when you get to a place in life where you can afford it. Or, you know, if you go off on your, I mean, I've done it both ways. First times I did it was pretty cheap on my own versus now. But pitching student loan debt, telling Colbert last night, with this being forgiven, now they can travel abroad. Here's what she told debt Stephen Colbert.
That you personally worked on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about it.
So there are over 40 million student loan borrowers in the United States. Today, President Biden just unveiled a plan to offer relief in some way, shape, or form, either complete or partial, to 30 million of them. 30 million student loan borrowers are going to start seeing relief.
Just because I know... how recently this was you. Are you one of the people who will benefit from this program?
Now,
I don't think I will be. Actually, I'm going to be one of the few that doesn't. I'm a member of Congress. I'm a little bit outside the threshold and bounds. But if I wasn't, you know, just a few years ago, waitress me 5 years ago would have benefited from it. Congresswoman me will not, but that's okay. I'll take the knock if it means that that people can get relief. And, you know, this is huge. This is people getting the student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled. It means that, you know, it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad or maybe even go back to school.
Oh, go back to school, Dan. Even worse for more of this, you moron, to travel abroad. How about shutting up with that? Oh, and if they don't want to have a kid, we're working on that too, big time, right up until the end. And it might be a decision right there at the end, you know? We're abortion all over the place. To travel abroad. And he's in a bubble. The audience like SEALs clapping for this. They're paying for it. Well, it's just forgiven. Nobody has to pay for it. Really? So you'll be able to travel abroad. Even she's got to think. Watching that. Do you have any sensibility to that? You're trying to pitch this program. The house thing is a good thing, but I would counter with, what about all those who didn't go to college and or paid it off responsibly and are on the cusp of trying to get a house? What do you say to them? This has been asked constantly. They don't say anything to them because this is their audience. This is the vote they have to buy. Like this woman who's a public servant here in Philadelphia, according to Vice President Harris yesterday, and it was $300,000 in student loan debt that was, quote, forgiven. So all the small business people listening, everybody out there that works for a how are they in public service? What public service is provided by any number of these people? Again, you know, my first profession was teaching. Is that a bigger public service than somebody who opens a small business, creates commerce, fills a need in a neighborhood, and creates jobs? Which one is more of a public servant? At least it's a tie. What are they getting? What's the benefit for giving to them? Nothing. If you're in a state like Pennsylvania, they'll drive you out of business. Tom Wolf. 855-839-1210. You can hit us with that. Here's a little bit more talking about Russian propaganda. And this is supposed to be an entertainment show. I know what it is. It's like Howard Stern. Colbert and these guys think they're better than that. They're smarter. They're providing the public with something that is elevated. That
Ooh, are you they public servants?
They're public servants. Oh. Stephen Colbert doesn't get paid enough. Yeah. Here's a little bit more with AOC babbling on about Russian propaganda.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner and Michael McCaul said that Russian propaganda has infected the Republican Party's base and the Republicans in Congress were repeating Russian propaganda on the House floor. Can I get a witness? Have you seen this? And what do you make of that kind of self-accusation?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you turn on any House oversight hearing in the last year, you will see Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and all these folks engaged in wildly propagandistic rhetoric. And I mean, even let's just rewind.
Maybe they should travel abroad.
We just went through an impeachment attempt on the President of the United States that was started with a source that Republicans used that was in communication with Russian intelligence. So you have not just the bottom bench here, you have the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Representative Comer, take quote unquote evidence, an account from someone who was working with the Russian intelligence and try to impeach and remove the President of the United States over it.
Shocking. How about the Steele dossier, honey? 855-839-1210. You get on board? AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you in. Dan Time with Dom next. Jeff Van Drew at 2. And Rand Paul, 7 p.m. this Thursday. It's going to be a spectacular Woo. Night, as I said. Big story today, 15 agencies, new information the cover-up that he talks about in his book just coming out today, what the government was involved in, and even vaccine injuries, what they were involved in covering up. We'll get into all of it with Rand Paul. Big hour in 15 minutes. Get your tickets at 1210WPHT.com.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, we're talking a little bit about Russia, but in the news today is Chechnya. We all know about Chechnya, the Russian Republic. They've banned music, Dom, of a certain speed. So if it's slower than a certain beat per minute or faster than a beat per minute, they're criminalizing many genres, saying that they want to conform to the Chechen mentality and sense of rhythm. So songs like Little Wing Behind Us by Stevie Ray Vaughan or the great Jimi Hendrix is officially banned from the Republic of Chechnya.
That might be a side question someday. What music should we diminish or ban?
Well, yeah, what's a particular song that we should ban? I like that.
Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, God. Can you put that on the list? We got to do that one soon. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Put that down because we're booked for tomorrow and Thursday, but Friday.
Yeah?
Dominic the Donkey. Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking about Russia, you got the Russian event coming up with Rand Paul on Thursday, Dom. I'm very excited for that.
Oh, that's right. The Russian national anthem will be played.
Yeah, that's how I will introduce Rand.
I think Nick Cale could pull off a little bit of a Lennon look, Dan. He's going to be introducing us. A little goatee, I think he could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe a little curly mustache?
Yeah, exactly.
Will you grow some facial hair? I know you can grow a full beard by Thursday. I've heard that you have very fast-growing facial. You got to shave your 5 o'clock shadow at 4:30.
Yes. Well, really, right after the show, it's a ritual, yes.
Do you really go home and shave?
I sometimes do. I find it refreshing at the end of the day.
You know, Howard Stern, after each show, would actually go back and nap. And we'd have to stay quiet in the office.
My God, this guy. Can you imagine?
Instead of staying quiet, we just hear the buzzing of a razor here at the Dom Show.
Yeah, exactly.
So we asked on a Twitter, Dom, earlier in the show, what's the better chowder? Because you came out in support of Manhattan clam chowder. You are getting blasted right now, Dom.
Of course. These people are just
78% for New England clam chowder.
Oh, God.
And more updates regarding the show on Twitter. Fishapine, Leslie, I told her to call in. She didn't. Come on, Les. She writes, oh, my gosh, I'm laughing so hard. Dom and Dan, Spanx are a modern-day girdle. Not always or nothing to do with shorts or whatever these
that's
cheerleaders
what Ro
wear.
That's said.
Ro must be dying with laughter as well.
That's what she said. She said something like that. She doesn't wear it, wouldn't wear it. But, yeah. All right, so then why is Josh Shapiro? Wait a minute,
Dan. Question still stands.
We got something here. Why is he putting women in girdles? That's not empowering, making women have to wear girdles. $1,100. How many girdles does this guy need?
Well, I guess it's a common thing that's worn to, you know, make a female look a little bit slimmer.
Yes.
Do you think Josh Shapiro himself is wearing Spanx?
Maybe all of his government officials are wearing Spanx. I think that ought to be a question that should be asked. $1,100.
And final tweet from today, Hassan Ben Sober asks, can we please use a voice processor when we play Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez clips? We'll consider that in the near future. Someone that also needs a voice processor, Dom, though, The View. Sonny Hostin, connecting climate change to yesterday's eclipse. Take a listen.
Those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or something
going
is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No.
It happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen. And they actually can say when these things are going to happen.
Oh, Dob.
Whoopi Goldberg, and we have it, Dan. I'm not going to play it now.
I wanted you to set it up.
Abortion. Okay, yeah, thank you. We'll play it now. Abortion at any point doesn't violate what Whoopi says is the Big Ten, meaning the Ten Commandments. Some of her colleagues try to tell her there might be a commandment around this. Here's what she said.
And listen at the end, the awkwardness of changing the subject. Take a listen.
50 weeks, 75,000 weeks, whatever, how many weeks. It's nobody's business. It's you, your doctor, and God. That's who you have to be conversational to. And it's not mentioned in the Big Ten, I'm just going to say.
No.
In the Big Ten. It is not mentioned.
The commandments?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because I figured God got pretty clear. Here's the stuff that'll make your life better on earth. Here's the thing. Don't lie, because you don't want people lying to you. Don't mess with somebody's wife, because you're going to be mad if they're messing with yours. Just, you know.
There's a really big one that she's missing here, don't
you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sin stuff.
Say, thou shalt not kill.
They believe that.
Yes, well, here's the thing.
Here's the thing, Dom.
I think thou shalt not kill.
Oh, no.
Cannot be used as the block, because we allow wars all the time.
Yes, we do.
Because
we're about all these things.
I'm going to stop. I just want your quick comments before we continue there.
How many times, even with these morons, one of whom allegedly is a lawyer, Dan, we talk about life and we talk about innocent life. And we talk about capital punishment that is not innocent life. And we talk about wars. So, whoopee, I guess
we
would not have been involved in stopping Hitler. We would have said, no, that would violate one of the Big Ten.
Yes. So there is some conversation to be had here. So you can either thou shalt not kill for everybody.
Yes. And everything.
And everything. Or we have to talk about all the things that you and I need to do. And I have to, I need to give you time to do this.
I have a legal note.
Straight face.
Oh.
Trump has denied any wrongdoing and has pleaded not guilty to all charges.
They worked Trump in the middle of the Ten Commandments.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
All right, Jeff Van Drew is in the on deck circle. We saw this, Dan, and he's willing to talk about it. He's on with Arthel Neville on Sunday on Fox News Channel, and she goes after him, saying if Trump loses, then the election is fixed, right? That's what you're saying, Jeff. If he wins, then it's okay. We'll break that down and a couple of other things. And what the heck's going on with the Senate cafeteria today? All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Don't forget Rand Paul coming our way. He's going to be a fabulous kickoff. The speaker series back. COVID couldn't stop us. We're out of it now. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. Big 2 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.